There have been multiple Sundays over this last year where I have stood up to preach, I have stood up to share something, and I've kind of stood here and I've said, like, I got nothing to add. I have nothing to add because our choir and our musicians have done such a good job this last year sharing about God's faithfulness to us, with us, and encouraging us in our journey of faith. So thank you all of our musicians. My guess is that most of us can't think of the five most impactful sermons we've ever heard. But most of us can think of the five most impactful hymns or praise songs or worship songs that have inspired us in our walk and that have encouraged us in our walk, which is one of the reasons that music is so important, so incredibly important to our faith journey. I don't know about you all, but most weeks that last song we sang is one of them. Most weeks I'll go throughout the week and I'll say, where is this line coming from? Where is this earworm coming from that's stuck in my head? You know, this is my testimony. Where's that coming from? Where are these lines, these melodies coming from? And our hope is every single Sunday that we gather to worship, whether it's the melody that we hear from the bells, whether it's a chorus from our praise team, whether it's something that our kids sing or something that our choir sings or something that Brad plays on the organ, that there is a constant reminder of who we are and what we're created to do. And we are created in God's image to worship God. Music really is the soundtrack of our faith and gives us a way to express what words alone can't capture, our joys, our struggles, everything in between. It stays with us in ways that few other things do. A melody can anchor us when life feels chaotic. A lyric can remind us of truth when we're feeling lost and overwhelmed. We sing because generations before us sang. We read about it all throughout Scripture, in triumph and in heartbreak, in exile and in joy, in confusion and in sorrow. At the end of the book of Psalms, there's this loud invitation. Psalm 150 is really this loud invitation for all of us to continue to praise God. It's like an exclamation point at the end of the book. So we read this in Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with clanging cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Those of you who don't like drums in church, it's in the Bible. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I want to have a little bit of fun along with the singing and the dancing, and you all are allowed to clap during church, so you can clap for the choir, clap for the praise team, for the bells, all of that. We can dance. Scripture just told us we can dance. We can do all of those things. But I'm kind of curious, at some point in your life, just raise your hand if any of these resonate with you. At some point in your life, how many of you had a record collection? How many of you organized your record collection by genre? How many organized it by alphabet? How many of you taped a penny to the arm of your record player to keep it from skipping? Thank you, Mike. How many of you had an eight-track player in your car? How many of you still have an eight-track player in your car? Okay, I'm glad about that. How many of you ever made a mixtape for someone and then wrote all of the lyrics to the song and the cover, the playlist? How many of you ever burned a CD? How many of you now listen to your music through some sort of streaming service? Okay. A couple summers ago, our family was on a road trip, and we did something that's kind of become an annual tradition. We came up with a summer playlist. So we started our drive and we went around the car and each of us got to pick a song. And we picked, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 songs each. And then we would put it on shuffle. And then we would put it on shuffle and we would drive. And that meant that sometimes you would go 15 minutes hearing silly kid songs before I would get to the song that I really wanted to hear. And then the kids had to put up with my horrible music choice for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. The playlist traveled with us through laughter, through tired eyes, through long stretches of nothingness, through gas station stops and snack stops, through getting lost, through detours. And after a few days, the music that we chose to start that summer became the soundtrack that still brings us memories today. We will be sitting in our house and we'll put on the summer playlist from 2022 and say, oh, you remember when we were at that gas station in the middle of nowhere? Oh, you remember when the road was closed and we had to take a two-hour detour? Psalm 150 isn't just a call to praise God, though it is definitely that. It's also a reminder. Whether it was Miriam singing by the sea after the Exodus, or David dancing with abandon after the ark, or Paul and Silas singing in prison, music has played a role in marking milestones along our journey of faith for generations. The psalm says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And it doesn't give us just one way to do it. Trumpets, harps, strings, pipes, dancing, and yes, cymbals. In other words, whatever you've got, bring it. We're going to spend some time this summer having a lot of fun with music. So we're having fun today, but we're gonna spend some time this summer having a lot of fun with music. We're gonna be in a series that we're calling The Greatest Hits. The Greatest Hits, and we're gonna be walking through some of church history, talking through how music has shaped the church and reflected what was going on in the church during that time. And we're really doing it for a few different reasons. A couple of them are that the music has a unique way of connecting us with God. And you can think of it as the bridge between our head, our brain, and our heart. And learning about the history and the stories behind the sacred music that we sing reminds us of the faith journeys of those who came before us. We'll be reminded that we are, in fact, a part of a much, much bigger story. Now, hopefully, it's an opportunity for you to think of or even create a soundtrack about your own faith journey, to connect the songs and the melodies that have marked significant moments in your story. So as we continue to celebrate and worship today and into the summer, again, thank you to our choir. Thank you to our praise team. Thank you all for singing and joining together with us. Let's join together in prayer. Holy God, we thank you for the gift of music, for the opportunity we have to sing it, to play, to hear it, to celebrate and worship every single week here at WPC. May the songs on our playlists and soundtracks remind us of your presence each and every day. We pray these things in your name. Amen.